The Senate Transportation Committee has signed off on a bill that would allow the operation of low-speed electric vehicles in some Alaskan communities. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
As written, the substitute bill would limit the use of low-speed vehicles to communities of less than 25,000 people and which are not connected by highway to Anchorage or Fairbanks. Low-speed vehicles are usually electric-powered and travel at up to 25 miles per hour. They are legal in Alaska now, but only on roads with posted speed limits of 35 miles per hour or less. The Division of Motor Vehicles has registered 19 low-speed vehicles in Alaska, 10 of which are in Petersburg. Several other vehicles are in Sitka and Kodiak, all island communities with highways of 45 miles per hour. The new language won cautious approval in Monday's hearing from the State Department of Transportation, which had opposed SB 59 in its first hearing last month. Roger Healy is the DOT's chief engineer.
The department is in support of the scope and intent of this bill. We as the department are always concerned with vehicles traveling at different speeds. However, we recognize that our right-of-ways have to accommodate a lot of uses, and this is one we're willing to support.
Public opinion at the hearing was mixed. Petersburg resident Jerry Herbrinson has an electric car dealership. He urged the committee to be forward-thinking about the use of cleaner vehicles.
I recommend that the state of Alaska make a positive statement in support of low-speed vehicles and energy conservation by allowing the use in all communities of 25,000 or less, unless that community chooses to exempt itself.
Sitka resident Megan Pasternak drives a Zen electric car, one of three in the state. She endorsed the cars as a proactive step Alaskans can take to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Pasternak tried to allay some concern on the committee that low-speed cars were going to create congestion.
As a low-speed vehicle driver, I am very conscious of the traffic around me and do not impede others who want to go faster than my allowed 25 miles per hour. I do this by waiting to enter a roadway until approaching traffic is far away and by pulling over to the side whenever possible to allow others to pass. I'm sure other low-speed vehicle drivers are just as conscientious.
Pasternak said she believed the lightweight cars were safe and tended to bounce away from collisions rather than absorb impact like a heavier vehicle. She added that her car came equipped to travel at 35 miles per hour, but had to be modified to comply with existing state and federal low-speed vehicle laws. Andrew Tomes, the executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society, told the committee that passing the bill signaled Alaska's readiness to participate in changes in the way we travel.
Anything that this body can do to make it possible to be able to use those on Alaskan roads and to be able to allow the consumer to purchase those and to be able to send a message to auto manufacturers and the federal government that the sorts of incentives and laws need to be passed so that these vehicles can be used, I think is just a tremendous step forward.
That step forward was of concern to at least one committee member. The largest single pool of federal and state highway funding comes from the motor vehicle fuels tax. Although only 19 electric cars are on the road today, Fairbanks Senator Joe Pascavan saw trouble if the trend continued to grow.
I believe it's becoming more and more of a problem, or an issue anyway, as far as vehicles that are not paying their fair share in the sense of the maintenance of the highways. Historically, that's always been through the motor vehicle taxes, both federal and state. And at some point, I would think it would become a significant problem for our highway system in Alaska if we have more vehicles that are not paying motor vehicle taxes. How do we maintain our roadways?
SB 59 will be heard next by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.